Ephesians 6:18 is one of those verses that when, you know, when, especially if you're doing like your daily Bible reading and you come across it, you tend to just kind of read it, nod your head, and go on. One of the reasons for that is there's this repetition of the word all or always. So notice, if you will, 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. And it's one of those verses that when you read it, it's like so big and so universal, you know, all prayer, always, all supplication, all the saints. You kind of go, well, okay, it's so generic, it almost doesn't make an impact. The other reason it's one of those verses that you tend to just kind of read over and not think about is because of the way it's structured. It's not obvious as to its meaning, as to what Paul is getting at. It's just kind of like Paul is saying, pray a lot. Okay, pray a lot. So what I've done is I've offered a paraphrase there on your prayer bulletins. This is not a translation that you'll find anywhere. This is Steve Garrick's, maybe help you understand it just a little bit more, kind of a paraphrase, okay? By means of every kind of prayer and petition, praying in every season by the Spirit, and to this same end, stay awake with all endurance and petition for all the saints. Okay? So let's kind of work through it. I've given you some notes as to the meaning of it. First of all, notice its connection. Ephesians 6, this part of Ephesians 6, is known for its metaphor of the Christian soldier. You're supposed to put on the whole armor of God. Okay? You're supposed to put on the helmet of salvation, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. And there's all kinds of sermons about what this means, and to be honest with you, most of them are a little bit fanciful. But the connection here about prayer is with this idea that how does the Christian carry out Christian warfare? And the primary means that Paul speaks about is prayer. The greatest weapon that we have as Christian soldiers is to pray. So the connection back to verse 14. Here you are, this soldier. You've got your armor on, the whole armor of God. And now you are preparing for battle, and soldiers in that day prepared for battle by lining up in a row and making sure you held formation. That was the most important thing. Don't break rank. Don't break formation. Don't turn and run. Don't do your own thing. Do what you're supposed to do, no matter what. And that was key to success. And so Paul in verse 14 says, stand therefore. You're the Christian soldier. Stand. Get ready for the battle. And how do you fight that battle? Verse 18, by praying always. There are two kinds of prayer mentioned in this verse. There's prayer and there's supplication. Prayer is the generic term, but it's a term that's used for prayer that focuses on God. So, for example, in the Lord's Prayer, it begins, right? Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Right? Your kingdom come. Your will be done. The focus is on God, and we're praying to God in praise and worship. So the word prayer here is the idea of being focused on God in prayer and worship. Petition is the kind of prayer where we focus on one another. I can't pray for you without asking something for you to God. I mean, how can I pray for Clyde or Cheryl or whoever that we have on our list, or Wayne Dean, without actually bringing a petition to God and asking something of Him? So prayer is the prayer that focuses on God in worship. Petition is the prayer that focuses on others by asking something on their behalf. And when he says praying always with all prayer and supplication, the all there refers to all kinds. Okay? So by means of every kind of prayer and petition. And the kinds here is not that there's a whole different classifications, but rather that there are all different forms of prayer. And I've listed some of them there for you on number three. There's informal prayer, or there's serious prayer. There's quick prayer, or there could be lengthy prayer. It could be spoken prayer, or silent, individual or corporate. It could be something that you actually speak, express, or something that you just feel. It could be, I didn't put this down, it could be planned prayer, or it could be spontaneous. So there's all, prayer takes all kinds of forms. And Paul's idea is that regardless of what form it takes, every kind of worshipful prayer or petition prayer, use that as your means of fighting the fight of a Christian soldier. Prayer, that is prayer to God, he says, is to be done in the Spirit in every season. That is, under every kind of circumstance, you should have a worshipful, praiseful attitude to God in your prayers. The hardest thing in the world to do is to go out in the morning, try to start your car, the battery's dead, and have a worshipful, praiseful attitude in prayer at that particular moment. But that's exactly what Paul is saying to do. Regardless of how the prayer, what form it takes, and regardless of the circumstance, pray to God in a worshipful, praiseful manner in every season. And then it's to be done by the Spirit. And I found this quote from John Eady. Great commentator, by the way, on Paul's epistles. A little bit technical, but really one of the best. When talking about prayer by the Spirit, he says this: the theology of the Apostle Paul is that while the Son pleads for His people in heaven, the Spirit within them makes intercession for them and by them. In other words, Paul's statement that by means of every kind of prayer and petition that we pray in every season by the Spirit is not a command to us that somehow we're supposed to make sure that when we pray, it's in the Spirit. You know, am I praying in the Spirit? Well, I don't know. Am I really praying in the Spirit? And then you take some sort of steps to either whip up an emotion or to convince yourself or whatever it is, okay, I'm going to pray in the Spirit. It is certainly not a command that all prayer should be done in an unknown tongue or language. What he's saying is this: when you pray, recognize that it is the Spirit of God praying through you. That doesn't mean your prayer is inspired or perfect. Believe me, it's human, it's fallible, and sometimes it's a little bit awkward. I mean, we're just human beings. That's what prayer is. But even in our worst prayers, for the Christian, the Spirit of God is making intercession for you and through you. In other words, this is a statement of confidence. Did God hear my prayer? Absolutely He did. But it was an awkward prayer. Doesn't matter. I'm not really sure I know how to pray. Doesn't matter. Because all prayer is done for the Christian by the Spirit, in the Spirit. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. One of the roles of the Spirit in the life of the Christian is to stir us to pray. And then when we do pray, whether it's a 3-second prayer or a 30-minute prayer, as halting, haphazard, and ignorant as our prayers can be, the Spirit is still praying through us. Yes. He intercedes even if we don't know what we should pray for. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit is still praying through us. Now, I always take that in my humorous imagination as something like this. Sometimes I pray for something, and I imagine the Spirit of God saying to God the Son, don't listen to that part. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This is what he really means. And I don't hear the Spirit say that. I'm not talking about some supernatural. I'm just saying it's almost like there's an editor. And the Spirit is the editor of my prayers. And so he's taking this 3-year-old scribble of a prayer and turning it into something more mature and more spiritual. So my prayers to God, my worship to God, as failing as it is and as ignorant as it is, the Spirit still works through that. And then regarding petition, Paul says that we are to be watchful to this end. Literally, it means to not fall asleep or to be sleepless. But the idea is being alert. So carrying on the image of the soldier, this is the soldier who has guard duty. And his guard duty for his fellow soldiers is to stay awake, to be alert, and to pray for them. Now, in this case, the guard duty means that you have to constantly be looking out for the needs of others. You have to kind of put yourself out there and be willing to ask people, how can I pray for you? And when we have prayer meeting, maybe make notes. Help yourself remember. Oh, I need to pray for Brother Wayne. Here's how. I need to pray for Brother Ryan. Here's how. Make notes of these things. This is what being alert is. It's real easy in prayer meeting. Kind of stick the mind in neutral and just coast downhill. And then we forget. Nothing is more dangerous for your fellow soldier than a guard on duty, who just puts his mind in neutral and starts daydreaming. So, being alert in our petitions. And then he says, being watchful with all perseverance and supplication. The idea of perseverance or endurance is not praying once or seldom, but as often as the need remains. So I can't say, you know, I prayed for Brother Matt and Vernon, a couple of weeks ago. I prayed once. Well, the need is still there. I prayed for Wayne, 10 days ago. God knows. Well, no, the need is still there. So we endure, we persevere in this prayer for all the saints. And all the saints doesn't mean for every single Christian around the world. That's impossible. But rather, it's a reference to all the saints that we know, that is, in the local church. In essence, what Paul is saying is there's not one person in the church that you go, I'm not praying for him. Okay? We pray for everybody here. People that we know, Christians that we know who are part of the local body of Christ, for every Christian in this body, we pray for them. As they have need. We watch. We listen to what their needs are. We persevere in that prayer for everybody here. Okay. So, what do we do then? Well, we are soldiers dressed in the armor of God, and our weapon is the weapon of prayer. And so, by every kind of prayer and petition, whatever form it takes, under every circumstance by the Spirit, we bring praise to God, and to the same end, with all endurance and petition, we are watchful in our prayers for all of the saints. There's a lot in that verse, and our tendency is to kind of read it and just, okay, do a lot of praying. Paul is very specific about what we should be doing. We've listed some petitions already. Let's take Paul's direction. And this morning, we have two directions in front of us. Prayer, That is, bring worship and praise to God in our prayers and petition. Pray for one another.